I've heard the word. I don't think I've ever had one, though.
And that's, they lay a little paste it down and put the apple in there and bring it over and touch it together and bake it. You buy them out of these little boxes now made out the same. I've never seen one bought till a few years back. Oh, yeah, I've seen them homemade, man.
The people around here make cobblers?
Some.
Your wife make cobbler for you?
Sometimes.
We
always refer to it as peach pie or apple pie or something like that. They call it peach cobbler or apple cobbler, whatever you call it.
To you, would a cobbler and a pie be the same then?
Yeah. I don't know the difference. I'm not a cook or two.
I see. Okay. Well, talking about corn, what do you call the outside part of the ear of corn?
Sure.
What about the part that grows out the top of the stalk?
Tassel.
And that stuff that you have to brush off the ears?
The grain?
Well, that stringy stuff that you have to brush off the ears.
Oh, silk. Silk.
What would people around here call corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Roast in the ear.
Separate in pie?
What now?
It didn't pronounce it like that. We just say roasting ears.
Well, that's just the flat part of southern.
You don't say roasting ears. Roasting
ears. Everybody knows. They take it the short way around. Roasting ears. It'll roast in there. It takes right. Too long.
You reckon that's due to laziness or?
Smartness.
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 More efficient to say that way.
They can get more fed.
Right. Okay. Well, talking about a few different kinds of animals, do you have a bird around here that's supposed to be able to see in the dark, makes a hooting noise?
We call him a hoot owl.
Do you have different kinds?
Yeah. Have what?
Different kinds of owls.
Yeah. We have what we call a swamp owl, and then we call these hooting owls you referred to. And then we have something like to call a horn owl. I don't know now, I'm not a biologist. I don't know the difference in them, but we call them hoo owls. It hoots loud and stays around in swamp areas. And then we got this little old screech owl, we call it. It quivers out. It sits around close to your house. And kind of quibbles around, you know.
You got kind of a high-pitched voice?
No, it's pretty low. Low pitch. Very low. But some folk contributed to a death round if you're going to hear one, you know. Then we have what they call a horn owl. I don't know what he is, but he's generally an owl that catches you. Chickens if they're out at night, a little turkey raising around in the yard or garden or something. They'll come around and do that.
That's it.
I don't know what that real name was, you know.
What about this bird that drills holes in trees? What would you call that?
This what?
Drills holes in
trees? Featherwood? Mm-hmm. Sapsuck? Have two, three different kinds of that.
What's a wood hen? You ever heard of that?
Wood hen?
Wood hen?
Wood hen? Yeah, I've heard of that. That's a type sapsuck. He's a big one, though.
What about this animal that's got a white stripe down its back and can smell bad if it wants to?
That's a civet cat.
A skunk, then
you got one little larger called a polecat.
So a civet